Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Allen rolling right again. Fires across his body. End zone. Touchdown. Big handoff from Allen. Throwing on the run to the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown.
On the run, throwing for the end zone, it is caught, Quinton Morris! On the move, looking, throws for the end zone, caught it, touchdown!
Allen on the move, Allen cuts up, and in, touchdown!
I want Poe to understand that we coming for that chin too, respectfully.
You come on my side, Poe, I'ma knock your head off, bro. And that's just snow.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Bills and Dolphins tonight. 8:15 tonight from... what's it called now?
Hard Rock.
Hard Rock Stadium. Hard Rock Stadium. It's going to be nice out. Maybe you're going to an outdoor watch party around here. Maybe you're going to be outdoors in Miami. Sal Capaccio joining us from Miami on the Western Hotline as we get ready to gear up. We'll talk to Sal now, take some calls with Sal. Chris Brown joins us 8:30. It's kind of like a football Friday in a way. It's a Thursday, and we welcome in Mr. Capaccio from South Florida. Hey, Sal.
Are you sweating, Sal? Is it 10,000 degrees down there?
No, it's not really 10,000 degrees. It's, well, it might be. It's pretty humid, but it's rainy. It was very, very, I mean, it poured last night, guys. Like, right around the time the game will be tonight, if it pours like that again tonight, oh my gosh, it was coming down.
Yeah. Anything in the forecast like that tonight, or is it just a muggy, kind of hot September night?
It's like that all the time here. It's like you never know what the weather's going to be. I think Hammer was on with the guys in the Extra Point show. I was traveling down here yesterday, and he said, you know, there's rain in the area, should hold off. But you know what? That's literally every day's forecast here, and then suddenly you never know. You could have none at all, or you could have a complete monsoon for an hour.
Yeah, there's been lightning delays, right? Maybe it's been a couple years, but there have been games down there in Miami with the Bills that, am I remembering this right, where like there was like an hour delay sometime recently?
I think that was the COVID year, because I believe, if I remember correctly, we, like the radio crew, we weren't at that game specifically. We had done the game remotely. And if I remember correctly, like we were in that was that year and it wasn't a full stadium. But yes, there was a lightning delay that took quite a while.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking now. 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock, it looks like there's a chance of thunderstorms. But then 8 o'clock on, less of a chance, right? Like Miami, there's never no chance, but less of a chance.
That's right.
Sal Capaccio joining us from Miami. Let's get the injury report in. The Barnes Firm injury update, car crash. For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Sal, what are we tracking going into tonight? Or are we pretty much locked into knowing what we're going to get here?
No, we know what we're going to get. The Bills have already made their, you know, declarations for tonight. Taron Johnson, as we know, is out. DeJuan Smoot is out. He has a toe injury. That's the second week for him. And Javon Solomon is doubtful. So those are the only guys. I mean, most, I doubt Solomon will play. I mean, it is literally doubtful, right? But generally, there's no. By the way, there's still no probable anymore. It's either questionable, doubtful, or out is the only way you could be listed. But everybody else is listed as a full participant, including Josh Allen, Ty Johnson, Quentin Morris. So nothing to look for in the injury report. The only thing we would look for tonight, guys, is the Bills would have until 90 minutes before kickoff. That's when you do your inactive list. That's also the deadline they would have to put Taron Johnson on IR for four games if they want to go that route. They didn't have to do it by yesterday or anything like that because it's a weekday night game. They actually have until tonight. So that's the one thing we'll watch for.
How does that, quickly on that, how does that work with designating the return? Do you have to designate the return when it happens, or you would just see on IR and we would expect he'd be back?
So anybody who goes on IR now, Joe, since the season started, is automatically designated to return.
Okay.
But you don't. But unless you actually return them, they don't count against your eight people who do, if that makes sense, right? So if a guy goes on IR now because he has a he has an unfortunate season-ending injury, he's actually eligible to return. You just wouldn't do it, so he wouldn't count. So if Taron Johnson were to go on IR tonight, he's eligible to return after four games like anybody else would. You only get eight players all year to be able to do that with. The Bills are actually down to six because they did already use two designations on the pre-regular season IR guys. That would be Matt Milano and Darrington Evans. You also will get elevations tonight at the same time. So all that happens really around the same time tonight.
So, Sal, the with Taron Johnson missing, not from the finale last year, but from the week three game early last season when both teams were more healthy, the Bills will have only one returning player from their secondary that started in Christian Benford. But like, it's kind of gone well so far, I think, right? Like, all the people that have been plugged in, and if you even go back to the Douglas trade, like, everything's kind of worked out so far. We got a question in the first hour from a caller about Kyrie Elam and his speed and, like, would you use him in specialty roles or something against this Dolphins team? And I said, like, I think you would probably say the same. Like, I don't see it because it feels like everyone the Bills have asked to play in that secondary has done reasonably well, and this will be their biggest test yet.
Yeah, I don't think you do anything like different like that with Kyrie Elam. He's a backup corner. That's what his role is. I don't think you have like some specialty role because of the certain personnel you're playing. The only time something like that changes is if you go with an extra DB and he's one of them, but that's Jamarcus Ingram's role last week. And this week we'll see who that is because Cam Lewis has to shift over to nickel corner, obviously. So no, I don't think that you do anything different like that. The Bills have actually done a fairly good job against the Dolphins offense compared to most of the league, obviously, as you guys know. And, you know, their philosophy is just to keep everything in front of them, make sure they tackle, don't get beat, you know, on big plays. So, no, I don't think they would change up. But, you know, it is a big change from last year. And now you're going against an offense that will, you know, probably have some tricks up their sleeve. It's week number two. We know that they do a lot of different things, motion, eye candy, whatever. They're going to probably have some stuff that they've been working on all summer that they'll unveil tonight and see if the Bills are ready for it.
Sal Capaccio joining us on the Western Hotline as we gear up for Bills Dolphins tonight. Josh Allen's hand, we're not expecting it to be too big of an issue, right? Like the non-throwing hand, handoffs, catching snaps, it's kind of thing, Sal, I feel like after the game we might be able to deduce what they did differently, really, if anything. But are you getting a sense that there will be much different for him based on the hand?
No, I don't, only because the biggest thing is because he's been a full participant, and everybody has said, including him and Sean McDermott, that, you know, he's able to do everything. So, you know, even last week, guys, when he went in the game, there was nothing that he didn't do, right? I mean, he took center snaps, he took shotgun snaps, he handed off right, he handed off left, he ran the ball, he threw the ball. There was nothing he didn't do last week. Now, obviously, after the game, he still had it checked out, but the question I have tonight is if he wears the glove or not. Like, we don't know if that's going to happen. The glove he's been wearing in practice, is he going to wear it for the game? I'm not really sure. From a standpoint of any limitations, it doesn't seem like there's anything there that anybody's concerned about.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. Sal, the history between these two teams, I mean, we can go way back, but I mean even more just for McDermott and McDaniel and Tua, 1-6 Tua is against the Bills. How much for you, when you look at a game like tonight, is it isolated to these two teams, what they currently have to offer versus, you know, the last 5 years where the Bills have just completely dominated this opponent.
It's always tough, right, Joe? I mean, I wonder how much that's in your brain if you're a Miami Dolphins fan. I mean, if you're a Dolphin player, I should say. How much is it if you're a Bills player? I think the Bills know, like, from the Bills side of it, they probably feel confident. Hey, you know, we have beaten this team. We know what we could do against them. From the Dolphins side, yeah, there's probably some of that that creeps in. Like, man, what do we got to do to beat this team? What do we have to do to get over them? I think that's real in the psychology of sports. I really do. It doesn't mean that, you know, it doesn't mean it. What is it? Past results don't guarantee future outcomes. We know that. But I do think it's got to be some of that that goes into it. I mean, I know that the team wasn't as good most of the time, but how many times did the Bills play the Patriots and the same thing? Like, just yeah. It just seemed like it was fate at the end that no matter what happened, the Patriots would wind up beating the Bills for 20 years, right? And you know, when you're a part of an organization, when you're a player, I think that has to creep into your mind at some point. You get a chance maybe late in the game, you're winning. Oh, my God, don't blow it. We've been here before with this team. You know, and then what did Jordan Poyer say when he went there? Remember Jordan Poyer talking about the Dolphins when he went there? And he said something like,
not quite
yeah,
that they were soft. But you could, like, yeah. that they could be had.
You punched in the mouth, and they don't, yeah. something about getting punched early and not being able to recover, or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, adversity, too, I think. Like, he made a comment yeah. about that. And, right, like, he's been on the other side of it, Sal. And right. we were going through some of their recent games, and there have been, even like the week three game last year, the Dolphins start hot. They score in their first couple drives, and there are other games like that, too. But I'm trying to remember a single game between these two teams where the Dolphins, like in the second half, still were moving the ball, still were looking threatening. It always feels like they've kind of, you know, fell apart a little bit as the game has gotten later when they play the Bills.
Yeah, that's right. It feels like that's right. And, you know, obviously some of that is coaching and adjustments, and some of that is just, you know, as you maybe – again, think about, okay, well, are we supposed to be here? Are we supposed to be beating this team? I know it sounds weird, but I mean, when you have that team, when you have a team's number, a team has your number, I think stuff like that can creep in. So, and then of course, the history between the two fan bases, the history of the organization, as you said, Joe, goes way, way back. And, you know, anybody who, you know, has been around long enough knows what the Bills losing to the Dolphins in the 70s meant to Buffalo, and that's why that rivalry was born from this side of things. And then once Jim Kelly and Marv Levy got to Buffalo, and Dan Marino and Don Shula, and some of the battles, and the Bills owning them for a while, and then the Brian Cox stuff, I mean, it does go way back. It really, I think, really for most of the early 2000s into the 2010s, there was kind of like, eh. Otherwise, I think it's been pretty interesting over the last, you know, four decades.
Sal Capaccio, I got the quote from Poyer. It was not soft. It was, they might fold. If you get on top of this team, they might fold. What is that? What is it that happens in those moments where we get hit in the mouth? What happens in those moments? He said the Bills were the opposite. Never felt like the game was over. And, you know, there's a lot to unpack there if you're Poyer going to Miami, because you've got to convince them to not be like that. But it's a lot easier to not be like that when your quarterback is Josh Allen. Like, right? Like, why do the Bills never fold? Because when they're down 14 against Arizona, they just have Josh Allen throw the ball a bunch of times. That said, both these teams overcame 14-point deficits in week one. Yeah. Miami did as well. They got a big play on a fumble from ETN, and then they started scoring, and they pulled the game out of the fire. So both of these teams had rough starts in their first game, like a little extended preseason rust. And I wonder, Sal, like, you know...
Well, you know what's funny is about that, Jeremy, because of piggybacking everything we just said... The media in Miami, after that game, a lot of them said this is the kind of game that the Dolphins would not win over the last several years.
Yeah.
Because of everything we just said. But they came back to win. For the Bills, I don't think anybody was totally stunned that they could come back. They have Josh Allen. And it's not like they haven't been down before and come back and won games. I can't, you know, not specifically sitting here rattling them off. But it was something that Miami media had talked about, which was, that was the kind of game that maybe they didn't win. In fact, maybe Mike McDaniel even said, alluded to something like that, like how big of coming back from in that kind of game it was for that organization and where they are on their timeline.
Yeah.
I was going to get to like the idea of both these teams overcoming that deficit and an early Thursday game. Sal, sometimes Thursday night football gets a reputation for being sloppy and bad football. And I've never really subscribed to that all the way. Because I think there are a lot of sloppy football games. There were a lot of really bad games this past Sunday that no one really thought of as a Thursday game. And I wonder if an early in the season Thursday game might be sharper, if you have any thought on that. Like, these two teams know each other. You've got the same coaches returning. You've got a lot of the same players returning. If maybe you get a sharper game early in a Thursday slate as opposed to, like, you know, November.
I don't know about because it's early, Jeremy. I think, in fact, a lot of times I think earlier games, no matter what it is, can be a little sloppier. Because look at the tackling last week, right? Like, the Bills' tackling was bad. What I do think matters, though, is having a familiar opponent. Like, it, you know them, they know you. Like, there's not a lot of surprises. You kind of really, you can prepare a little bit easier. You can prepare better. And I think I pointed this out to you guys the other day. I'm not sure if I did, but look at the Thursday night schedule for the NFL this year, starting tonight. AFC East game, AFC East game, NFC East game, NFC South game, NFC West game. Like, every single game, basically, until you get to week 7, Broncos Saints, is a divisional game. I think the NFL intentionally did that because of this. They want these teams to be a little more familiar with each other so they can be a little bit more prepared going into those Thursday games so it's not as sloppy.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. Sal, do you think Cole Bishop might be active this week after being inactive in his first game last week?
Yeah, I do think it's a shot here because, you know, if you're losing a defensive back, you know, and you have one that was inactive last week, it would make sense, even though they're different positions. But let's remember, you're taking from your safety spot at Cam Lewis to go to corner, so now you're going to need that other safety. So to me, Cole Bishop would be, you know, likely that he would be active tonight. Now, we don't know. We'll see. The other day at practice, he was not wearing a red jersey, so that's another maybe indication. He was wearing a normal blue jersey on Tuesday. I think he might. I think we might see him. If he is active, is he actually playing a role? Is he the dime safety? Is he playing, you know, even more than that? Is he playing regular safety? I'm not really sure. It might be a little too much to ask in this type of situation this early. But, you know, my sense would be that he'd probably be active just because of numbers right now, Joe.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. This Miami defense, you know, they've gone through some changes, Sal. No Christian Wilkins, so no fights between Allen and Wilkins. But Calais Campbell's on this defense. Jalen Phillips had a strong week one for them. Jalen Ramsey is still there. They just re-extended him and gave him a new deal to be the highest paid corner in football. He got dinged for a pass interference on Brian Thomas Jr., like, in the end zone in week one. You know, they've got their playmakers over there, and they've changed coordinators, so it's not a Vic Fangio defense. You know, for whatever reason, every Bills coordinator has had the answer. I mean, the answer might be Josh Allen. But they've had the answer to move the ball up and down the field on this Miami defense year in and year out. Even in games where they don't put up a ton of points, they put up a ton of yards against this team.
Yeah, it's funny, though. What's funny, you just said that last part, Jeremy. Yesterday, I interviewed Sean McDermott for his weekly radio spot. And he said, when you play this team, it's about points, not about yards, because they try to, because they know that they have to. But with that comes a lot of yards. You're right. A lot of times they try to put the points on the board. He said, you got to, because of their offense, you have to kind of match them. But the Bills have done a good job. You know, Josh Allen's numbers are sick against the Miami Dolphins. I mean, yesterday I tweeted out that I know it's a punchline between the two teams. Oh my God, you know, Josh Allen owns the Dolphins, but really just take a look at the numbers. They're truly incredible. Josh Allen's numbers against the Dolphins. I mean, 41 touchdowns against 13 turnovers. So, yeah, offensively, you know, I'm very interested to see what we see tonight. Do the Dolphins take away Dalton Kincaid like the Arizona Cardinals did? And then where does that leave everybody else? What about Curtis Samuel? Does he get more involved tonight? And you mentioned some names on that side. I'm a big Jalen Phillips fan. I think Jalen Phillips, I love his game a lot. I liked him coming out of the draft. I'm really, you know, I'm happy for him, the young man, that he's back from what he went through last year. But, man, like, he came back and was able to do that already after tearing the Achilles. That's a guy you have to know where he is at all times tonight.
Yeah, getting a sack and playing a game. What didn't he tear his Achilles in, like, early December?
Like Black Friday,
and he's already back on the field and making an impact. Bradley Chubb's not back yet. That's the one thing I've been trying to figure out, Sal, is like, how different are the Dolphins from what they've been in past years? Because offensively, like, they've always been great, but the Bills have done pretty well against them, but everything's pretty much the same. Couple of linemen differences. Defensively, it's a bunch of new guys, but a lot of older guys that you're still kind of wondering, like, how much they got left in the tank. So I don't know, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, how different I should think the Dolphins are. I feel like going into this game, I kind of feel like they're similar to what they've been, which isn't even necessarily a bad thing, but the Bills have done great against that team.
Yeah, and I think so too, Joe. Like, they actually lost to me. I think you and I talked a lot about this in the summer in the Extra Point Show. I kept saying that I think the Dolphins lost more than the Bills, actually, when you think about all the players they lost. And even like a guy like Van Ginkle, right, who's gone. You know, you mentioned Christian Wilkins.
Robert Hunt like, was just, the lineman, yeah.
Yeah, right. And on the defensive side, and then the injuries, and now we know Phillips at least is playing right now. But they do have a new defensive coordinator. We'll see what he comes up with, Anthony Weaver. And I'm looking at some of the stats from last week. The Jags did a nice job running on them. It wasn't even much ETM.
Bigsby.
Jim Bigsby in your fantasy league?
Yeah, big plays.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's a waiver pickup this week. 6.1
yards a carry.
Yep.
6.1 yards a carry. There you go. You know, but they did a nice job. The Jaguars did running the ball against them last week. They ran for 128 yards. You know, maybe that's an area where the Bills feel, you know, they can kind of control the game as well. And I'm sure the Bills would love to do that, obviously, with James Cook and Ray Davis. And, you know, if Ty Johnson, with Ty Johnson, obviously he would play. But if the Bills can do that, I'm sure they would love to be able to do that.
One last thing, Sal, about, you know, this game, the schedule, the way that the schedule lines up. They might not like playing two games so quickly together. But with the Jacksonville game, the next one, that's on a Monday. The Bills have a lot of time between these two games. Like a mini bye week early in the season might be a real nice thing for Joe Brady, Bobby Babbage. Like, hey, two games on tape and then an extra amount of time to really evaluate and see where you are.
Yeah, I like that point a lot, Jeremy. I mean, it's not just the rest, right? It's that you can do a little self-evaluation right away. You know, what are we doing? Self-scouting. Take a look at kind of how we're doing things here. Is our process good? You know, everything, what you just talked about. Yes, it is a longer week. It's not even just the Thursday to Sunday. It's a Thursday to Monday. And that's why I said, look, let's say you drop this game tonight. It would really stink, obviously. You're 1-1. You're 0-1 in the division. But you do have 11 days to get ready for a home game on Monday night, which you should be ready for, and a really good opportunity to get back on the winning track. If you win this game tonight, if you're the Buffalo Bills, I mean, we're staring at the Bills with a really good look at 3-0 here to start the year. And, you know, that would be a really big benefit for them, obviously, considering all the talk that surrounded this team and, well, you know, all the changes that coming up this year.
Sal Capaccio from South Florida. You'll be on the sideline tonight. How much have you seen a lot of Bills Mafia? Actually, Sal, here's the question. Does the Thursday game make it tougher to see as many people? Because Miami week down there is a big event, and a Thursday is not the normal routine.
So it's a really good question. I was wondering myself. Russ Salvatore has a party down here every year for Bills Mafia. He rents out the Blue Martini. I always stop by. There's a lot of people I know that, you know, have been there going for years. So I went there last night. It was a great party. They have a live band. It's all Bills fans. It's really cool. Down in A1A, that's where you have elbow room and where everybody kind of congregates. So afterwards, a few of us went down there, and I will tell you, yes. I mean, it was completely packed. Mm-hmm. Now, I would say there are less, Jeremy, but still far, far, far more than you get almost anywhere else because it's such a party, right? Yeah. Less is very relative, I think, when you're talking about how many Bills Mafia fans there
sure.
are. Because, it's still, but you're right, yes. It is not like a week, it's not like a Sunday game because people don't have that full weekend. But what a lot of people are doing is using it as an extended stay weekend this weekend that I've talked
gotcha,
about.
Gotcha. So maybe partying after the fact. Yeah, I wasn't even really
correct.
Saying fewer people so much as on a Sunday, you've got Friday night and Saturday night and all day Sunday to party as opposed to, you know, people might be getting into town today for a late game. So enjoy it. Enjoy it. We're excited for it.
All right, guys.
Sal Capaccio from South Florida. He'll be on the sidelines tonight. 803-0550. We'll get to Chris Brown in a minute. Chris Brown calling the play-by-play of the game tonight. He'll join us as well, gearing up for Bills and Dolphins. Jalen Phillips, I'm watching some highlights of him in this opener against the Jags.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Lawrence looked as good as I've seen him look
yeah.
in that game. They lost, but...
And he didn't put up a lot of yards, right?
No, and it's a comment, whatever, it's a conversation for next week because we'll get 2 weeks of the Jags to look at. But Brian Thomas Jr. is a very regular part of their passing offense,
yeah.
the Jags. He's on the field a lot. Not as much as, like, Neighbors, who I think had 100% of the snaps, and Marvin Harrison Jr. had a big number, even though he had a couple targets. But Brian Thomas Jr. Looking like a standard, regular part of that Jacksonville offense. 803-0550. 1-888-550-2550 to join us on.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
WGR.
Chris Brown's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hard-working men and women.
To the Wester Hotline, another Bills segment previewing tonight's game. Chris Brown, he'll have play-by-play of the game tonight. He'll have the call with Eric Wood, Sal Capaccio on the sidelines. Chris, good morning. Jeremy and Joe on this. It's beautiful up here. It's, what is it, hot, muggy? Sal told us it's always hot and muggy and always might rain. It might be one of those few times where you'd rather be in Buffalo, but I can't speak for that maybe.
No, you would be 100% correct. It is swampy and disgusting here. The humidity is like 81%, which is something that they're going to have to keep an eye on tonight. When it's this humid, you know, guys sweat more. So staying hydrated and probably hooking up to some IVs at halftime will be in order tonight. The game time temperature at kickoff is supposed to be about 81 degrees. And McDaniel's team... Miami is 16-1 under McDaniel when the temperature is 75 degrees or more.
Wow.
I know Josh Allen is 6-0 in Thursday games. And as we know, the Bills are 11-1 in their last 12 against the Dolphins and average over 34 points per game. So pick which side of this you want to be on.
Yeah. Yeah, here it's going to be about 71 around game time, so people outside in this neck of the woods will enjoy that. You know, Chris, as you say, pick which side you want to be on. A question I like to ask about this matchup, this rivalry now, is while the Bills have won 11 out of 12, they've won so many, the last four out of five have been one-score games. I mean, the game they win, the Bills win down there at the end of last season is a touchdown game. We got field goal games the year before, the playoff game. Do you think that even though the Bills have their number, that Miami has closed the gap a little bit from... I mean, they used to lose by 30 with regularity, and now it's been a more even matchup, even though the Bills frequently come out on top.
Yeah, I mean, Miami's a good team. I mean, let's not just dismiss them out of hand because of what the record's been. They just haven't been able to get over on them. But yeah, the games down here have been close, and I'm expecting... something similar tonight, unless there's, you know, some turnover-filled affair by one side or the other. So, yeah, I think it is going to be a back-and-forth game. And I think the big key for the Bills is can the secondary for Buffalo, which, as we all know, looks a little different than what it's been over the last 6 years, can they play top-down defense, which is what McDermott's defenses are known for, and keep the likes of Waddle and Hill in front of them. They've done a great job on Hill. I mean, since he's joined the Dolphins, his longest reception against the Bills is 23 yards. The problem's been Waddle, you know, who's had 60 and 70-yard catches against the Bills in previous matchups. So that new safety tandem of Hamlin and Rapp, they're really going to have things buttoned up on the back end. You know, when you don't have Milano, you don't have Taron Johnson, so the guys that are going to be called to step in are really going to have to mind their P's and Q's and just force Miami to earn it all the way down the field.
Yeah, I was looking at that earlier, Chris. The longest plays the Dolphins have had against the Bills since Mike McDaniel became their head coach. And Tyreek Hill's longest play against the Bills is 23 yards. Waddle has five plays longer than that, including one that was 67. So I don't know, think you want to – you're not going to look at that and say, let's ignore Tyreek Hill now because we figured that out. Now let's go over and cover Waddle more. It's almost kind of a – pick your poison maybe a little bit. Like, Waddle's a great player, but Hill might be, when he's getting loose, the best receiver in football. So, I don't know. I feel like I'm okay giving up a big play to Waddle here and there if it means I'm going to basically stifle Tyreek Hill.
Right, and Waddle lines up in the slot a lot, and as we know, it's going to be Cam Lewis again this week. So how much is that matchup impacted by the absence of Taron Johnson? I'm very curious to see, you know, how Bobby Babich and Sean McDermott choose to draw this up in terms of trying to, you know, keep things under wraps.
Chris Brown joining us as we gear up for Bills Dolphins. A little bit of a shocker to not see Josh Allen as offensive player of the week after his performance against Arizona. You know, I think the standing joke is that maybe they're planning on him getting it this week. It happens all the time against the Dolphins. But Greg Rousseau was defensive player of the week. A good honor for him, a three-sack performance. And Chris, it's an immediate follow-up on what people had seen a little bit in the preseason and at camp. There were big expectations for Rousseau coming into the year, and immediately he has started to live up to those.
Yes, and I think the key is just stay healthy. You know, being a long levered player, sometimes he's susceptible to like those ankle injuries. I know a high ankle sprain compromised his level of play, even though he was still in the lineup a couple of years ago. So let's just all cross our fingers and toes that he can stay healthy, because if he does, I think he's destined for a double-digit sack season. And look, he was still, I mean, I know the three sacks stand out from last week, obviously, but still really good against the run. I think he had two tackles for loss, had a couple of quarterback pressures and hits as well. And I think the person that helps the most guys is Von Miller, who, not for nothing, you know, had a sack, you know, basically drove the offensive tackle into Kyler Murray, forced him to trip, and then tapped him down for the sack. But he also had five quarterback pressures last week. So encouraging signs from Vaughn as well, and you've got to believe a lot of attention is going to be paid to Rousseau just based on what the Dolphins see on film, and hopefully that gives Vaughn some one-on-one opportunities.
And with Vaughn, you know, Joe had the stat also where he was fourth in the NFL in
it was like pressures per
rush.
Because he only rushed the passer 19 times, and as Chris said, he got there five.
And one thing I wonder, Chris, is if we'll see that number go up with a different game script, or if it will go up just because they start to bring him along in a different way. I mean, he's coming back from the injury, and now he looks like he might be fully recovered from it. So I don't know if there's a load management thing, if it's a game script situation, but I wonder if it's possible we might even see more of Vaughn as the season goes on.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what the approach is tonight, because coming off of this game, you've got the mini bye. He only played 29 snaps last week, so do you play him maybe 40 snaps tonight, knowing he gets a mini bye coming off of this game? I think there's a good chance we see that.
What do you think the Bills' offensive game plan will look like in this game? The finale last year, they did actually, you know, like the run volume had gone up once Joe Brady took over, but in that game, like, Allen dropped back more than 45 times, and James Cook had 13 carries. I think Fournette had 7. But they did run it a good amount in week one. Do you kind of expect it'll be more of a balanced-looking attack, because that is kind of the way defenses are playing the Bills, right? Like, it's don't let the big play over the top, dare them to run a little bit, and the Bills' rush attack, at least since Brady took over, has looked like it's more capable of taking advantage of that.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see what the cat-and-mouse game is between, you know, Joe Brady and yet another new defensive coordinator from Miami and Anthony Weaver. And you'll hear it tonight in our pregame interview leading up to kickoff with Joe Brady. But I was talking to him yesterday about how different this Dolphins defense looks from the one he saw the year before in Vic Fangio's defense. And he said it's night and day. Basically, Anthony Weaver is running Baltimore's defense. He just doesn't have all the same personnel that he had, you know, in Baltimore. So I think they're going to try to test the run front of the Dolphins. Christian Wilkins is not there anymore. Now, they've got Calais Campbell, who I think has been one of the better defensive tackles in football all 17 years of his career. He's an anomaly. But I think they want to test that. You know, they've got a new inside linebacker in Jordan Brooks. I'm curious to see what they do and maybe try to establish the run early, but let's make no mistake about it, guys. I mean, Josh Allen has no problem rolling up yardage on this defense, no matter who's in there, seemingly. So I think they are going to go to the air as well. I'm just curious what that breakdown looks like in terms of run versus pass.
Will Dalton Kincaid see more attention this week from the Bills? He got a lot of attention from Arizona last week, one of the reasons he only had the two targets. But Brady did say, you know, would like to get him involved. I mean, as part of spreading the ball around, the Bills will find matchups they like, no doubt. But Kincaid, I would imagine, that's one of his more quiet games we'll see him have, and maybe there's more stuff schemed for him tonight.
Right, and I'm wondering who the coverage assignment is. Like, do they put a big corner like Jordan Fuller or Jalen Ramsey on Dalton Kincaid? Do they go that route? Do we even see former Bill Saran Neal as a matchup, you know, on Dalton Kincaid? I'm very curious to see what they decide to do there. It was evident in week one that Arizona made Dalton Kincaid a coverage priority. Do the Dolphins do the same thing, or do they decide to deploy their assets elsewhere? I'm very interested to see across the board what the Dolphins decide to do coverage-wise, and if Kincaid's still a priority, or if they just play the Bills' passing game straight up and then make adjustments as the game unfolds.
Got any sense on what level of Bills fans we might see in the crowd tonight?
Well, I mean, I was out to dinner last night on A1A, and let's just say there was a healthy contingent out and about. So I think you've got enough transplants down here from Buffalo that there's always going to be a healthy contingent. And look, people probably looked at this on the calendar and said, oh, you know, I just take a 4-day weekend, go down to Florida. So I don't know, maybe 20, 25, 30% Bills fans. That's my guess.
Yeah. Well, we're excited for it. And it's always a good trip. So best of luck tonight. Safe trip home. And we'll chat on Monday.
All right, thanks, guys. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Brown joining us on the Western Hotline as we prepare for Bills-Dolphins tonight. His appearance brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills, and by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women. When we get back, I want to put a bet up on the bet board with you. We talked about it in a break. We'll bring it to the airwaves. A bet. One thing that will happen tonight. Has to do with trash talk, has to do with Jalen Ramsey. I want to bet on the bet board. You tell me if you'll take it. Next. All right, I have an announcement to make. I now support fully the Bills being a run-heavy team, Josh. I'm making a personal change of heart. I've done some soul-searching. I want them to hand the ball to James Cook a lot. And I'm just going to live that life of liking the run game. So it's new for me. I've not been hacked. I'm not being held hostage.
Is it opposite day?
No, I just traded for James Cook in a dynasty league. So, you know, you got to make peace. Come on, you got a bunch of carries. I got a league where I think I could win it, and I made a trade. I traded away some assets, and I picked up James Cook.
The franchise is headed in a different direction.
That's right. We decided we are now run heavy. But, you know, Cook's going to get the ball a lot. He had a lot of yards from scrimmage last year. I think he's going to have a big day today. And they had a lot of success in the first half against Arizona, not so much in the second half, but whatever. I'm now on the James Cook train. I've got Allen in a similar league, but not the same league. Diversified my portfolio by going with some runs. All right, so prediction for tonight. I've got one prediction for you. This is I'm going to play the game. I don't know if I want to bet the interception or if I want to bet a Keon Coleman anytime touchdown, but forget the outcome. I want it on the bet board with Joe. Go down the road with me here. Okay, so told you that Keon Coleman in game one lined up 100% on the outside. No snaps in the slot. He is an outside receiver for them, some left and some right. About 50-50. No real thing to determine between left or right. I don't know if Ramsey travels. I don't know if Coleman would be. Who would you travel with? Mac Hollins? I mean, if it's a guy on the outside, my guess is if you are a corner that travels, you're not following any one Bills receiver. This is a wide receiver 1 point, right? There's no digs to follow, so you might just line up left and right. And I think that means that you'll get Keon Coleman covered by Jalen Ramsey. And if Josh Allen is truly the best trash talker in the league, don't forget in that poll that he was overrated, finger quotes, he's the best trash talker in the league. And if you're the best trash talker in the league, you're going to look for things that are going to give you an opportunity to talk trash. And with Jalen Ramsey out there, you know, don't forget Jalen Ramsey called Josh Allen trash a long time ago. He has since taken that back and said he's not trash. Now he's awesome. I think you are going to see an attempted pass. They're going to try to get Keon Coleman to moss Jalen Ramsey tonight. That's my prediction. I don't know how it will go. Give me $5 on the bet board. They will throw a Keon jump over Ramsey pass.
Can I just ask you, don't you think Joe Brady in a meeting room with Josh Allen is specifically telling him, I know you're thinking it. Don't do it.
And he's like,
stop thinking what you're thinking.
Okay. Okay, coach. Third and four. He could tap his arm.
See,
their secret handshake this week includes the signal for, here's our time to shine, baby. We're going to throw it. Keon, I'm going to throw this up so high, you are going to moss this dude. And it's going to be a front page of the paper statement catch about how the Bills are always going to be big brother to the Dolphins. They're going to throw it. I don't know if it'll work. He's going to throw a jump ball to Coleman on Ramsey.
I'll bet against you on this. Every time he walks on the field tonight, I think his coach is just going to be like, don't do it. The beginning of every drive, like, don't do it. And Josh going to know exactly what they're talking about. Is that play? I'll bet against it.
It's the Anakin and Obi-Wan on the side of the lava river. Don't try it. And then
I think it's more likely he tries to jump over Jordan Poyer tonight. That's the picture he wants.
Seeking Poyer, contact.
And then trying to jump over him. Although, you could say there's no player in the league that is going to expect him
more
to
than
do
Poyer?
That more than Jordan Poyer would. But I'll bet against you on the Ramsey thing. Ramsey also has stunk against the Bills, hasn't he?
He's not been great. He got dinged for a pass interference in the end zone against Brian Thomas Jr. He got beat deep.
Yep. They beat him against the Rams when he was on the Rams.
Yep. That's what I mean. Allen wants that.
He wants
that bad.
See, now I'm maybe
hesitant
because in that Ram game, I think after he scored the touchdown, he ran down the field to say something to Ramsey. I think if I remember that right. Maybe Diggs did that.
803-0550. Some Dolphins chatter next as we continue to gear up for Bills Dolphins. We'll go down to Miami, get the Dolphins side of the story when we get back.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.